creditors, creditors. Send letters to the editors of several London papers in complaint. 30 days overdue. Invoices that can talk to you for everything from bottle corks to paint. The Morning Post, you might say, is not my favorite part of any day. Here is another letter for you, Anna, from London. Again.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Anna, please come up and do my room after my nap.
Yes, Mrs. Harnum. Somehow, everything is new. A door is opening up and I am going through. Somewhere, very deep inside, are feelings that I never even thought to hide.
Another letter. Another chance to express my innermost thoughts. Another letter, another hour of letting my fancy go. How odd that I relish it so. Yes, come here, Nana.
Another letter.
I'm reading now.
Another day will arrive and then you can read. But it's a letter. And if we don't write him now, there's a chance he might think I don't love him. So we must post a letter.
Right. Let's see.
Beloved,
why do I feel so jumpy and nervous? Why does the pen tremble in my hand? Why this intense anticipation? The more I write, the less I understand.
And remember till then.
My dear friend William, you have always been such a patient friend in reading of my exploits. I enclose a second letter from the one called Anna. As you can see, she has instinctively found my Achilles heel, and that is a dangerous thing. Dearest Anna.
Another letter.
Dearest Anna, what a joy it is to hear from you again. The words that you put on paper.
Somehow, everything is new. A door is open wide and I am running through.
Fondly, Charles. Well, what shall we say today?
Oh, tell him that he's...
I know. How about this?
Beloved, every morning I run just to greet you. I read you in a flash,
and when I need to, I reread you.
Oh, mistress, how do you do it? It's like it's from your own heart.
Oh.
Edith, I was thinking that perhaps we might go for a walk this afternoon.
This afternoon? Oh, no, Arthur. I shall be too busy this afternoon.
Well, perhaps another time.
Yes, perhaps.
My dear William, Anna is somehow unlike the other girls. Their notes reveal them for what they are, easy conquests. But Anna's... I find myself reading them again and again, and yearning for something more than just my arms around her. I am confused by this girl who has suddenly turned to a woman. But as the autumn arrives, I can see that it's clear. This summer fancy won't wither when winter is here.
Another letter. You look beautiful, Mum. You seem to be getting younger.
Another letter. And how amazing to see with each passing day. His words make the years melt away.
Somehow, everything is new. A door is opened up and I am going through. Somewhere, just behind the door, are feelings that I never even felt before.
Beloved.
another letter, another chance to express my innermost thoughts. Another letter, another answer to write, and when I am through,
somehow everything is you.
Another letter,
another letter.
Every morning I run.
Just to greet you,
beloved,
beloved,
beloved.
Who would dream that my life would start, that a pen and paper could warm my heart, that the Morning Post could have such pull, that my empty life could be so full. I will ask for nothing better, just let there always be